It's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasantino.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from the Josie Show. Thank you guys so much for coming. Facebooked and tweeted and MySpace, if you believe it or not, everyone that we are live. So hopefully you guys could all hear us. That's always important. Welcome to another great show tonight. Super glad it's Friday night, as of all of you, I assume. And I'm so glad you guys are starting out your weekend with us. Thank you guys so much for joining us in the chat room. Oh, my God, it's Josie. Woo! Yeah, party! Thank you, Stephen. That's a great welcome. And whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room, just listening live from our site, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zune, super glad you guys are here. Remember, all shows are archived afterwards and stay up there for the rest of my life. So, yes. Here's what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. I have three great guests joining me live via phone tonight. I have Pamela K. Ward, Janani, and the Broad River Band. Cowboy Bob from the Broad River Band is joining us, so can't wait. I am super excited. Also, if you guys haven't heard yet, my new show started, Josie's Hard Country. It premiered on August 19th on the Southern Star Network. My special guest tonight was amazing country singer and songwriter Kim Anthony. He was actually in studio. We did the interview face-to-face, so it was a blast. It was so much fun. All you have to do is go to www.thesouthernstar.org and click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. This episode will be up all week for you guys to hear. And also tonight on the Josie Show, I have a fun segment on helping you make sure that you don't use your internet and technology skills to ruin a real date, which is very, very important, especially with social networking sites. It's very, very important. So we're going to help you out. My producer, Tina, is going to be helping me out with this because there's some stuff that is not particularly safe, exactly wonderful for me to be saying, but she'll help me out with that. I also have a great song to play from Ida Madden. I hope I'm saying that right. Ida Madden of Ireland. So I love it. She dedicated to all the single working moms out there. So that will be later in the show tonight. So very, very, very excited. So I hope you guys stay tuned for the whole show. Never know what crazy things are going to happen. This is my disclaimer. It's live, so you never know who's going to pop up or whatnot. So, all right, so let me not keep you guys waiting. It looks like my first guest has arrived. So everyone, please give a warm welcome to the wonderful Pamela K. Ward. Hey, Pamela, you there?
Hey, Josie, I am here. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Oh, good to hear. I'm very super excited to be talking with you. You've been looking forward to it all week.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. I really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to it as well.
Well, it is my pleasure. I had to get you on because I think you're so talented. We love your songs. We fell in love with you with your song Farmer's Daughter, which we actually are going to play tonight. So I'm very excited.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No problem. So let's get started here. So how old were you when you started performing?
I started performing on stage when I was 2 years old. My grandpa owned a country music theater in Central Arkansas, which is where I was raised. And my parents would take me to see the show every weekend, and I would dance in the aisles and everything, and I always loved music. And one night he asked me, he's like, "Would you like to get on stage?" And I told him that I would, but I said, "You know, you pay all the other musicians." I said, "You have to pay me too." So he gave me a quarter, and I got on stage, and I haven't done much anything different since. It's all I've ever wanted to do ever since that first night. So
that is perfect. And you know, it's natural talent when someone says, "You know, get up on the stage," and you're just running towards that stage. You know it.
I was so excited when he asked me. It was absolutely. I actually remember that night. A lot of people, you know, would think that, you know, at 2 years old you wouldn't have that's sort of a memory, but I definitely, I have vivid memories of what that first experience was like, and I will never forget it. It was just, I knew immediately, it's like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I want to do, so.
Unforgettable. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
As far as female artists, when I was growing up, I mostly listened to Reba and Patsy Cline and Pam Tillis a lot. I do a lot of different kinds of music, but as far as country, those three would be, I listen to those three a lot. The same, I hate to say it, that was back before we had CDs, but but I listened to my cassette tapes, and I'd listen to them over and over and over again, and I'd sing to every song, so.
Oh, that is awesome. And like you said, Reba and Loretta Lynn, those are my faves, so I see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
I opened for Loretta when I was, I guess it's been about 10 years ago, I think, but that definitely was one of the absolute most unforgettable experiences of my life. Just to see her on stage and to see her in concert is an unforgettable experience in itself, and for me to have the opportunity to open for her was just an amazing experience. It really was.
That is insane. Very, very cool. I really, really want to mention also that you were the 2010 winner of the House Band Search at the very famous Wild Horse Saloon. Can you tell us about that?
That was, it'll be a year ago this month, actually. We competed in their House Band Search, and we were one of the four finalists, and we won, and it was definitely a very exciting night. There's a lot of videos, actually, on my website from that night, and what I think is definitely one of the most fun shows I've ever played, ever in my life, and definitely, it was a great experience, and we played at the Wild Horse Inn from September of last year through April of this year, and we had a great time there. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is super, super cool. I also understand that you played at my favorite resort in Nashville ever, all-time favorite place, the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. Can you tell us about that?
I played at the Opryland Hotel several times for different events, and I played there for a convention, and then I've also played there. There's several venues actually inside the hotel too that I've played several times as well.
That is super, super cool. And you're obviously, you perform at just such the most amazing places. Can you tell us like a place that you really just is outstanding to you, a place that just you pops in your head, one place specifically?
If I just had to pick one place that I've performed, as far as from all the places that that's like the most exciting, I would probably have to say the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. We were a band for the NHL Nashville Predators last year. We played for their intermissions and that sort of thing during the games, for several games last year. And Bridgestone Arena, I want to say it holds about 14,000 people, if I'm not mistaken, but somewhere in that vicinity. But just to be on stage in front of that many people, it's what I've always dreamed of, and that experience. We started that last year. I love that gig. It's indescribable. It really is. So I would have to say that would probably be my favorite.
Excellent. Good answer. And for the new listeners out there, can you describe some of the music that you currently have out right now?
I'm definitely a country artist, and the music, we're actually preparing to go in the studio right now. We have actually been, for the last 2 months, we've been raising money for a new album project. And that's something, actually, I have a Kickstarter fund that I think there's like 12 hours left on it. we've been working on that, and we're going to be going in the studio later this month. And my songs are very small town, rural oriented. I was raised on a farm in Arkansas that was founded by my great, great, great grandparents. So so it's actually, it's now a sixth generation farm, and grew up there, and in the very, you know, very small town, small community atmosphere, and most of my songs tend to really portray what that life is like, and that's something. Farmer's Daughter is a perfect example of that, and there are several songs that are going to be on the new album that also go along with that. I tend to write about what I know, and that's family and love and all the good things in life, really. So
definitely, and as you mentioned, your song Farmer's Daughter, which we mm-hmm. absolutely love, we are lucky enough to have it right here with us. So please, please, please stay with me, and we're going to play your song, Farmer's Daughter, right now, and then we'll come back and talk about it, all right?
Okay.
All right, here it is, Farmer's Daughter. Woohoo! By Pamela K. Ward, and we love this song. It's so catchy. We just love it, and it's beginning to be a really big hit with the fans too, right? They've been loving
it. It is. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. But yeah, it is one definitely that when we play live, it definitely goes over great. So
definitely,
yes,
definitely.
We are very excited about that song.
You should be. You should be very proud of that song. It's an amazing song. And where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Right now, until the rest of the album is finished, Farmer's Daughter is currently available on iTunes. And we have another, I believe, we have a free download available right now on my Facebook page as well, facebook.com/PamelaKWard. There's a song right now there called His Country Girl, which is available for a free download. So either iTunes or Facebook.
Awesome. So all online. So super easy. You don't even have to leave your house. Just get
Absolutely.
It.
Really easy.
Super easy. We love that. Can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so fans can chat with you and be informed and where you're going or what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. The official website is PamelaKWard.net. And then I just mentioned as well, we have the Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/PamelaKWard. And then I also have a Twitter as well. Just search for me on Twitter as well. And definitely come by and say hi. I will always say hi back. I love to hear from people. So y'all stop on by.
I love that you take the time to talk to the fans and get to know them. That's amazing. I think that's just great.
I do. Absolutely. I love to talk to people. So, yes, definitely.
Me too. Me too. I'm a talker.
I always have been. Definitely when I was younger, my mom and dad would sing the song "You Talk Too Much" to me. So, so yeah, definitely.
I love that.
I know
that
where you
hilarious.
Come from. I understand.
Oh yes. Definitely talkers. Let's see. Here's a fun question for you. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
You know, I've been asked this question before, and there are several people that I really I've respected as far as male artists. I would have to say there's about two or three. I really like Travis Tritt. We have a very similar style, really.
Yeah.
And as well as Ronnie Dunn is one of my favorites, and Vince Gill would be my three dream. Yeah. For male artists, definitely. Any one of those three, I would just, that would be amazing.
Agreed. As I always say, we have to start a petition on that one. Definitely. That will work.
That would be great, yeah.
Yes. And now I understand that you were a little girl. You were known as the little yodeling girl. Is that correct?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Starting when I was, I guess about 13 or 14, something around in there. I started performing at the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View, Arkansas, which is it's an Arkansas state park, and they feature music there that was written and recorded prior to 1941. And so a lot of that, yeah. So I started seeing a lot of Patsy Montana music, in which she was, you know, she was the first woman to sell over a million records, and that was with the song Cowboy Sweetheart. And she was, you know, she was a yodeler. So I started singing a lot of her music, and that was what started it. And definitely through those years, 13, when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, I did a lot of yodeling. Something that I haven't done recently in the past few years. I'll do one or two songs here every so often, but I still love it. I really enjoy it. But, yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. How do you learn to yodel? Like, do you have to take classes, or what did you do?
No, I ordered a video cassette and taught myself in my living room. But
that is
it
amazing.
Was, trying to think, it was You Too Can Learn to Yodel. I think it was called.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is hilarious, and my producer over here is just wanting me to ask, can you give us, like, a little yodel? Can you give us an
example?
Oh, my example?
Goodness, live?
Are you able?
You totally caught me off guard. Let's see. He taught me to yodel.
Wow. Yeah, my producer / mama, she is a yodeling fan, so you got her right there. That's brilliant. thank you so much for doing that for us.
Oh, you are welcome. You're welcome.
And on that note, as promised, we do have another song of yours that we're going to play. I'm very, very excited. His Country Girl. So stay with mm-hmm. us, and we're going to play that now. Love the yodeling.
Cool.
We share romantic dinners on the tailgate of his truck. We don't need no reservations, no none of that fancy stuff. And we slow dance under the stars to a favorite country song. And then put the truck in four-wheel drive and go mudding all night long. I'm his country girl, I don't need expensive things, because he tells me I'm a sexy in my faded wore jeans. Well, now the best place in the world. He's my rugged cowboy and I'm his country girl. Well, this spring we're getting married on your daddy's big old farm, and we're having our reception inside the big red barn. There'll be catfish and sweet I see. This ain't no black tie affair. Just put on your jeans and cowboy hat, and we hope to see y'all there. I'm his country girl, I don't need expensive things, because he tells me I'm a sexy in my faded wore jeans. Well, now in his arms is the best place in the world. He's my rugged cowboy and I'm his country girl.
Love it, His Country Girl. All of your songs, I have to say, are all those type of songs that you can just, anywhere that you are, you can get up and dance in with your boots on and your cowboy hat and just groove. I love it.
I think those type of songs are definitely my favorite. Well, to play live, for sure. As far as on stage, I'm definitely a very active person on stage, I guess you would say. I don't tend to stand still. I like songs that I can dance to, that the crowd can dance to, and that everybody can sing along to, and just have a good time and enjoy themselves. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and those are the types of songs that people remember the most. You know what I mean? Those
mm-hmm.
ones that can just get you grooving. Those
For
are the
sure.
best. Exactly.
Those are my
and
favorites.
I know. Mine, too. Mine too. And can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting process? I love asking that question for our songwriting guests.
Well, I have several co-writers, and it kind of depends on who I'm co-writing with. There are a few songs that I write as a sole writer. Farmer's Daughter I wrote on my own. One of my co-writers, a lady by the name of Kelly Lawrence, she is my co-writer on His Country Girl. I write with her and another friend of mine, Teresa Hall, quite a bit. And usually what happens with those two ladies is they're both lyricists, and mm-hmm. they will send me lyrics, and we'll go through that and decide, you know, where changes need to be made or whatever. And then once we're kind of happy with the general idea of the song, then I'll take that and then put the melody, put the music to it, and, you know, make little adjustments that need to be made for the meter's sake. That's how I write with them. Now, then I have other co-writers that I am the lyricist and they do the music. So it really just depends on who I'm writing with. And sometimes songs, it really depends. Sometimes I can sit down and write a song in about 30 minutes. Farmer's Daughter, for example, is one of those. And sometimes songs, you know, it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes I can work on something for a little while and just be like, you know what, this isn't going anywhere today, and put it away for a few days or a few weeks or whatever and come back to it, mm-hmm. and then just something clicks, and then the song just kind of finishes itself. So, it varies from song to song.
Definitely. I've always wondered that. I've always been interested in that because I am a beginning songwriter. I'm working with someone right now who's teaching me the fine arts of songwriting. So I love to learn from my guests. You know, I think that's just so cool because people have so many different ways of doing it.
There are. Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer, you know,
right.
to just whatever makes the best song, really.
Exactly.
And it's just taking... And co-writing is really great, just simply because, you know, two heads are better than one, obviously, in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
And you know, you can get stuck on a spot and just have that other person just be able to come up with something and really get, you know, really get the creative juices flowing again.
Exactly. I agree. Working with two people is always, always a wonderful thing. You get more great advice and songs that way. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, and are you currently working on any other projects that you could share?
Right now, my main focus is on getting into the studio and getting my album recorded, getting all that finished. We'll be doing that here in Nashville, and working with some old friends of mine, and I'm really excited about that. But right now, as far as where my main focus is, my band is, we're kind of taking just a little bit of a break. I'm doing a little bit of live stuff right now, but for the most part, everything is focused on getting this album recorded.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm super excited because any work that you do, I'm a fan of, and I'm just so excited to see, you know, the new stuff and see what you're doing when you do it. So I think that's awesome. You got a supporter.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anytime. And a fun question, well, a funny question that I always love to ask, do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share with us? I love that question.
Oh, I do have some, but let's see. I'm trying to think. I have some that are really not, that are not good, but I'm trying to think. Let's see. What's something that I can say that won't embarrass me so bad that I'll never be able to show my face again?
Nah.
I nearly fell off a stage one night. I'll tell you that. I was walking, because I play saxophone too, and a lot of times I use a wireless microphone on my saxophone, and a lot of times I'll get out into the audience and dance with the people and everything, and I was climbing off of the stage one night. I had my saxophone around my neck, and the steps were farther down than I thought. And I misjudged how far it was, and I literally, like, tumbled down these stairs and bruises everywhere, messed up my saxophone.
Aww.
I literally I got up and then just started playing. I had to take my saxophone in for repair the next day. I picked it up, and I thought, well, I hope this thing still plays. And it did, luckily enough, to get me through the song, but it definitely had some issues from that. But, yeah, I literally fell down those stairs.
Well, you're not a professional unless something like that happens. That's what I say.
Yeah, it was definitely an embarrassing moment. So.
But I love how you just picked yourself up and continued on. That's a true professional.
No, the show must go on, yeah.
Exactly. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on to the show, and I hope to get you back on. We ran out of time, but we need you back. Need you back.
Definitely. Anytime. Just let me know. I've had a great time. Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks again.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Woo.
Bye.
And that is Pamela K. Ward. Love her. She is awesome. Everyone, please check out her website. She has Facebook, Twitter. Just search her name. PamelaKWard.net is her website. So please check it out. Check out all of her songs. She is amazing. But now it looks like our next guest here has arrived. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Janani. Woohoo! Hello, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to be on the show. It's cool to talk to someone who's actually my age.
I know, isn't it so cool? I love it. I love when I get guests on that are my age. I'm like, what's up? So it's fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been definitely looking forward to talking with you. I'm glad we got you guys on. You guys were busy last time. You guys had a performance. How'd that go?
The performance went pretty well, but I'm very excited to be on because I really wanted to be.
Me too. So I'm super, super glad. So let's get started here. So when did Janani come together to start recording and performing?
Well, actually, it kind of started where it was just me, and then I started recording around last October by myself, and then me and our bassist, Eric, actually were like, hey, let's start a band, and we started it in January, and it kind of went from there.
I love how things start that way. Let's start a band. Let's do it. That's awesome.
Actually, the name Janani, even though it's my name, I'm not the one who decided that. We asked all the band members, hey, what do you want to call the band? And they're like, I don't know. Why don't we just call it Janani? And I was like, really? Janani? Okay, I guess. Cool name. So.
It fits.
Yeah.
It definitely fits. I like it. I like it. And who are the members that you currently have, and what roles do you guys all play?
We currently have four members. We have me, of course. Then we have our bassist, Eric. Then we have our guitarist, Trevor, and our drummer, John.
Sweet. And you guys are friends, so it works very well. And it shows in your music, too, I have to say.
It's really fun. It's a fun process to just, you know, rehearse with people who kind of get what you want. And, you know, understand you more because it's just really cool working with people who are your own age because working with adults, you know, they get it, but you want people who, I don't know what kind of music you're interested in and, you know, listen to the kind of stuff that you like. And that helps a lot,
I think. Exactly. I agree. As much as it is fun to work with adults, but working with your people your own age is a lot of fun because you guys get to hang out and so much fun. How would you describe your unique music sound?
My sound? I think our sound is it's really hard to describe. I know our most popular song and kind of the song that we're known by is Hey Mister. That song has sitar and tablas, but that's actually the only song that has those kind of instruments. I think we are more along the lines of alternative rock. And some of our songs are kind of slow, but I'm hoping that as we go along and I write songs with the band, I think that we're going to go towards alternative rock sounds. So I'm pretty excited about that.
It is awesome, and we actually have your song "Hey Mister" here, so I'm very excited. Let's play that now. We love this song, so here we go. "Hey Mister" by Janani. Yeah.
Thank you.
goodbye.
Hey, Mr. by Janani, can you tell us a little bit about this song?
This song is kind of about, it was written about my my boyfriend and my dad and kind of the relationship we all have. You know, that sometimes you know how dads are with boyfriends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically about him not really accepting, my boyfriend, and difficulties I have with him, and you know, having to also try to, you know, make my boyfriend feel better when, you know, he has to deal with my dad. So
yeah,
yeah.
It is. It's a very relatable song, and you can really see what it's about. There's a music video. Where could fans find this music video for everyone to check out?
You can find it at youtube.com/musicbyjanani, and I think everyone should check it out. It's pretty sweet.
It is. I agree with you. It's amazing. So please check it out after the show. Make sure you do. And I will also post the links to it, too, so for everyone to check out. So very, very cool. And so where can listeners go to purchase your music?
You can purchase my music on iTunes. We also have it selling on ReverbNation.com/Janani. There's a little store out there that you can just go buy the music. So, yeah.
Very easy. It's all online, so it works. It works. And where do you usually draw your ideas from for the songs that you write? Just real life, you know, day-to-day happenings?
Most of my songs, well, actually all of them, are about just day-to-day life, things that happen. And, you know, some of the songs aren't really written about what I've been through. They're just really, some of them are actually written from, like, let's say a friend's point of view or someone I know's point of view, and how I feel that they probably perceive things. So some of my songs are written about that.
Exactly. And you know, as a teenager, I mean, adults can relate to this stuff too, but, you know, for a lot of teenagers can really relate to your music. And so I definitely think if you're a teenager out there, you definitely have to check out Janani and all of their songs, definitely, because you can really relate to it. I know I relate to a lot of your songs as well. So they're very, 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 very amazing. And can you give everyone the links to your website or social networking sites so the new fans can check you guys out?
Our website is musicbyjanani.com. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/musicbyjanani. I also mentioned YouTube earlier, so youtube.com/musicbyjanani. And you can find us on reverbnation.com/Janani. If you don't know how to spell Janani, it's J-A-N-A-N-I. I know it's kind of complicated, so.
I love it, and super, super easy, as I mentioned, so please check it out. And are you guys currently working on any new projects?
Me and the bassist, we're actually, we've written a song together, and we kind of want the band to help us out with some of it, so I would say that the band and I think we have a few songs that we want to be, you know, produced, and we want to finish writing right now.
Awesome. I can't wait to see what you guys have in store. I am definitely a supporter, so whatever songs you guys put out, you got to let me know, and we got to feature it. Awesome. And do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you guys?
We have a, I believe we have a performance next Saturday at, I believe it's at Sleeping Moon Cafe, and I think they have a website. I think it's sleepingmooncafe.com, but I'm not entirely sure. So we're actually going to play there this Saturday, but we changed it next Saturday. So that's the next performance. We have a couple of others that kind of drawing a blank, but I know we have some in September, and we have some in October. So, you know, if you go to our website or Reverb Nation, you can find all those dates there.
The website is always the best place. And so, yeah, if you guys are in the area, you guys have to check out Janani. And next time you guys are in Illinois or anywhere by me, you got to let me know. I'd love to see you guys live, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, I live in Illinois, so we might go back there one day.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Super cool. And let's see. Oh, here's a fun question that I love to ask all of my singer guests. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share?
Onstage embarrassing moments. Well, I know one time I didn't realize this, but the stage was pretty high, and I was wearing a skirt, and apparently my pantyhose were, like, extremely see-through, so people got a good sight. I know that like, it wasn't necessarily an embarrassing moment like a dress mishap or something. It was more like we went to perform at a show, and we actually were booked with, like, a metal band, and we didn't realize that. So there were people like, moshing in front of the stage, and we were kind of nervous that, you know, they wouldn't like our music, but they actually loved our music, and they were moshing to it, so that was really cool. I didn't think our music was moshable, but, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know what, and with that embarrassing moment, you know what? It happens. You're human. It works. It's all good. It's all good. I like that you're such a professional that you just kept going. You kept doing your thing.
Yeah.
You got to. And let's see. There is a question in the chat room, so I'm trying to scroll up so I can get it. Okay, so Stephen Remy, who is actually from the very popular show Top 5 Gone Wild, asks you a question. Janani, what was the craziest thing that you have ever done on stage? That's an interesting question.
Craziest thing I've ever done on stage. Gosh, I don't know. Sometimes we try to get crazy on stage, but, you know, if we're performing in bars and stuff, a lot of people are drunk, so it's kind of hard, crazy. One time on stage, all the band members just kind of just started dancing, and that was actually the same night that we had the moshers. So we all started dancing and just getting really into the music, and I would say that's probably the craziest moment as of right now.
As of right now, but you never know. Down the line, there will be plenty more. Awesome. I think that's so awesome. And it sounds like what fans can expect for your performances is just a really, really good time, and songs that they can dance to, and great music. So check it out. Love it. And what was your favorite place to perform so far? Do you have one that just stands out in your mind?
Hands down, I would say my favorite place is Firestone Live. We played there in August. I think it was August 12th, and that was the first time we had ever played there. We actually had, like, our own room backstage, and they gave us water, and there's actually a shower in that room and stuff, so it was really cool. And
wow.
The stage, it just was very professional, and I really enjoyed the experience. I would love to go back there.
Wow, how cool. Great experience. I think that is amazing. More questions in the chat room. Yay. Let's see. In the chat room, what is your favorite career memory so far from Tina Marie?
Favorite career memory?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. I think maybe it's probably also, you know, when we played at Firestone, it was really a turning point because we had recently lost a few band members, and that was the first time I had performed with the new band members that we currently have, and it was just a really cool eye-opening experience because I met some cool people who are in the band now, and you know, we work really well as a group, so I was very happy with the performance, and I think that was the best moment.
Definitely, definitely. And another fun question here for you. What do you like to do for fun when you're not making music?
I think I like to do what every teenager likes to do, just listen to music, hang out with friends. I also, when I'm not performing, I know this is kind of along the same lines as music, well, it is. You know, I like writing. I write a lot of poetry, and I also do photography, nature photography and stuff. So that's what I do outside of music.
That is so cool. I did not know you did photography. I love that. That is awesome. Super, super cool. And Stephen Rummy in the chat room again asks, what was the weirdest thing that you've ever had to sign or autograph? Crazy question from you, Stephen.
The weirdest thing I've ever had to sign or autograph. It actually wasn't. It wasn't with the band. When I used to do theater, and after a show, someone asked me to sign their forehead with Sharpie. And I thought that was great because you know it didn't go away for a while.
Well, that is a dedicated fan right there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is super cool. And what is your favorite vacation spot?
Favorite vacation spot? Well, I've basically been all around the United States, and I've also been to India because my dad's from India.
Awesome.
I would say my favorite spot is probably, I like St. Augustine. I also like New Orleans. Those two places are pretty cool. I like New Orleans because of all the little shops and stuff that are there, and I've gotten some cool things there, so I like that place. I also like California. I used to live there, so.
Oh man, that is where I want to go. That and Tennessee. I want to move there. Love California.
Cool. Yeah.
Love it. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and we definitely have to come back. You definitely have to come back on the show. We need you back.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon. We have Facebook and Twitter, so we'll keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woo. Awesome. I love her. She's so, so sweet. That was Janani. She's so, so talented. Oh, my goodness. Like I said before, you have to check out her website, musicbyjanani.com. Janani, J-A-N-A-N-I. So please make sure that you do that. So let's see. While we wait for our next guest, is our next guest here? No? Well, while we wait for that, let's see what we're going to do. Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh, here we go. Yay, Josie brain fart moment. Okay, so here we go. Listen to this huge lineup of shows here at josieshow.com. You know what? I have to give huge props to you, my producer, Tina, who works her booty off, her little tail off, and my wonderful web designer, Alan. These two are seriously amazing bookers. Like, it sounds funny, but they're amazing, and I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you guys both do for the Josie Show and for me, and I love you guys, and you guys are amazing booking people. How do you do it? Now I'm asking you.
Thank you so much.
Now I'm asking you a question. Yeah, so definitely thank you guys so much. So anyway, back to here. Anyway, back to what I'm doing. This huge lineup of shows, in September, we will be bringing back the James McCollum Project. Love speaking to them the first time. They got some new stuff going on, and they've been performing. I've seen on Facebook. They've been performing like crazy, so I love it. So I'm so excited to bring them back. Also, Lewis Marklin, Corey Lamb, Donald Flaherty, Stan Silver, Ivory Tower Project, Scott Nickel, who's from Ireland. Yay! We have so many fans from Ireland now. We've been getting so many people from Ireland. We love Ireland. Big shout out to Ireland. And also, The Josie Show and the Top 5 Gone Wild will bring you another combined show interview this month with Jessica Ridley. So look out for that. My wonderful producer and web designer have already started booking for October. So far, we have Adam Wayne Wallenberg and D-Rock. Also, on October 7th, we celebrate our 100th episode and our second year anniversary all in one night. I am super ecstatic because we've already had people, past guests, send us voice messages to play on that specific day who can't make it. So that just means so much to me. So I'm very excited for you guys all to hear their shout-outs and on our special 100th episode and our second year anniversary all in one night. It's craziness. So, yeah, I'm very excited. And you never know who is going to call in. I mean, there are going to be guests up the, you know, so I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, huge lineup of guests. So tune in each Friday night right here at www.josieshow.com, josieshow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Woo! So I love it, and it looks our next guest has entered the building, or entered the phone, whatever you want to say. So everyone, please welcome the wonderful Cowboy Bob from the Broad River Band. Let's bring him on. Hey, you there? Uh-oh, hello, Cowboy Bob?
I'm here, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you so much for having us on.
It is my pleasure. I'm super excited to be talking with you. We've been looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much. We've been kind of hanging out. We're off tonight, and it was a good night to call up there for you.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and let's get started. I'm so excited. So how old were you when you started performing?
Oh, Lord. I was about 7 or 8 years old. I'll have to give you my age. If I tell you my age, I'll kind of give myself up on that. But the Beatles had just come over, and I actually performed in a elementary school talent show and won it my first time out.
I always find the talent shows are the best thing to do. Great experiences. And, I mean, you basically lived singing. You were born into singing, basically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. And how long has the Broad River Band been performing together?
You know, we've been to the Broad River Band's been up, we've been working on this project, the studio album, for about a year and a half. We've had it out for about 5 months now, and we're real happy with the success. We're getting a lot of airplay in Europe and Australia and down here in Texas, of course, and California. You know, a new project, especially self-promoted for an indie, it's kind of a slow go to get it out, but we've been well received everywhere we've gone, and people really seem to like it. We really appreciate that.
Definitely, you do. You guys do have very dedicated fans who just constantly listen to your music, and I think that is just amazing. And you know, it also helps that the Broad River Band, you guys are all made up. I mean, you guys, you know, work so well together. You guys could tell you guys are friends, so you could definitely tell that. So can you tell us who makes up the Broad River Band and what the roles are?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Actually, the studio album, when we went in, there's a core unit of the band that's myself and Rodney Payette, who is the vocal on 7 of the 10 songs on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays guitar, plays great guitar. He came from Stoney LaRue's band, to come over and be with our project, and we really are glad to have him on board. We've got a drummer that's actually out of Maryland. His name is John Jernigan. He does a great job. He's been playing. Josie, I got to tell you, honey, we're kind of an older bunch. We've been playing music together for about 30 years. And,
wow.
Awesome. It's the people that are in this band are, if we put it all on stage, there's probably 12 of us with the horn section.
Wow.
We feel very lucky. This is kind of a hand-picked project. Bill Hamm's with us, of course, playing guitar too, and Ronnie Ellis plays bass with us. He plays for a pretty... All these guys, including myself, we all have jobs with other bands. Because the market's so saturated down here, we have to kind of do that to survive playing.
Definitely.
I don't know if you can understand that aspect of it. It's not a... the core unit goes out probably 6 or 7 times a month. And we play a lot in the Stockyards, down in the Fort Worth Stockyards. And we play down in Bandera, Texas, which is about 50 miles west of San Antonio. We play in Waco a lot. It's just the guys, we kind of all come together for, somebody calls and wants us, and we kind of just all show up. We've been playing so long together, it's just kind of a family reunion almost every time we get together.
Yeah, and it's more natural for you guys, and you can tell when you guys are performing or making music. You guys can tell, you can really tell that you guys know each other very, very well.
Well, that just comes from doing it so many times, and
right.
Well, it's just after you play so long together, we're personal friends off stage too, so that we fish together and hunt together and raise our families together and cry together and, help our friends and, do all the typical life things. But the music is so incessant, it's kind of a natural thing for all of us. I wouldn't have it. I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed. My family's behind me 100%. And, as everybody else is too, it's kind of a way of life with us.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm glad you guys made up the Broad River Band because I think you guys are fantastic. And I've always wondered, who would you guys say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you guys look up to?
I'm real partial to the classic Southern rock sound. I'm a country. I'm a cow. I'm a retired rodeo cowboy. So that kind of puts me in some rooted position of country music, for sure. I mean, Merle Haggard, of course, George Jones, any of the classic acts, Porter Wagoner, Bill Anderson, all the way back, Vince Gill, and all those bands. Like Vince Gill was in Pure Prairie League before he went out on his own, and I was always a big Pure Prairie League fan. They had several hits. And I guess Lynyrd Skynyrd, Molly Hatchet, the Outlaws, Southern rock bands.
Definitely. The greats, that we would call it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it's...
sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music y'all have out currently? The fans out there.
Well, you mean the stuff that's on the CD?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a CD. The title song on that is Country Singer. And it's a ballad about that I wrote actually a pretty good while back in my life. It's about a man that performed and wrote several songs that got on the Billboard, Jerry Max Lane. He wrote She's Just About As Gone As A Girl Can Get for George Strait, King George, Everybody Loves George. His new album's great, too, by the way. You got to give a shout out for that for sure. But I'd say most of these songs are the CD just kind of keeps coming at you, you know, track to track as you play it. And a lot of it is you look at it through the life of a traveling rodeo cowboy and some of the people he's met and some of the love interests he's had. And Rodney's the same way as a traveling musician. The song, I think we're going to play it tonight in the deal. He actually sings on our first single was Just Can't Hide the Lonely in My Eyes. And Rodney sings on that. That's a song I wrote sitting at the bar drinking a big old tall glass of water on break. And it was just kind of a in the moment experience and come out to be a pretty good tune. So we put it on the album. It's been a really good single for us as our first one.
That is amazing. And your CD is definitely in the must-buy category. absolutely, by far. And we're actually very lucky enough to have a couple of your wonderful songs with us tonight to play. So stay with me. Let's play your song, Country Singer, that you mentioned.
That's the title. That's the title track off the CD.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay,
Country
thanks.
Singer. Let's play it from the Broad River Band.
The once was a country singer, not looking for fortune or fame. And everybody loved him, they even remembered his name. Take a look at this country singer. A man like you and me, who could touch the heart of everyone who listened to his song. He sang so naturally. So they took this country singer. Everybody needed him, as they told him, boy, you're gonna be a big star. So take a look at this country singer. They stole away his heart of gold. Guess you could say that now he finally paid. All his music with his soul. First he feels the spotlight, then he fears the crowd, then he gets all the feelings, and it's the one that he allows. It's a hard, hard thing to face, they say. Just listen to a three-piece man. Care nothing about your heart, but your music is in his hands. Sing to me, oh country singer, some of your down home philosophy. Sing the songs about all those heroes down in Texas. Thank you.
that was Country Singer by the Broad River Band. And where can our listeners go to purchase your music, the new listeners out there that want to get it?
Well, actually, we're on CD Baby and iTunes and Amazon and all the vendor sites. And you can go to, for the new fans, and they want to go and hear the music, you can go to thebroadriverband.com. And there's actually a bio of all the players on the website. There's a jukebox on the music page, and it plays, you can listen to all 10 songs that's on the CD. And there's a button on there, of course, that clicks and sends you over to CD Baby. Is there something on there that you want to download to your iPod? We'd really appreciate that. Let people just say it's really been overwhelming for us, Josie, the response we've got. We worked so long on this thing, and we're really proud of it. And, you know, like I say, as an independent artist, your family, you have to have the support of your family. And I really appreciate my family that's actually all over the South and here in Texas and across the Midwest. And they've been a big help and a big support to all of us putting this thing out. And really don't know if we could have done it without them.
I love that, and definitely family is always important, and the fans, and I think that's really cool that they can go to your website and just play it all right there. Everything is online, so you guys don't have an excuse. Just go online and purchase this wonderful album. Make sure you do that.
Thank you
love
very
it.
Much.
Love it. Right, anytime.
There's actually, on the website, there's a place that you can leave a comment, or if you've got any questions or anything, and we have an email address that comes to our email, and we try to answer that every day. If we don't, we get behind pretty quick, but we'll be glad to answer any kind of question anybody's got as an independent artist. We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, and the fans also appreciate that you guys take the time to respond to their questions and respond to just a hey comment. I think that's great.
Right. Well, you know, we couldn't do it without the guys out there listening. And in these times, you know, music's kind of a really good common denominator for everybody in these troubled times. But you know, the help from the Lord and a little common sense, and maybe we'll get through it.
Exactly. And also, can you give everyone your social networking sites so fans can check you out there, too?
Yes, ma'am. We're actually on Facebook as The Broad River Band, and they can go there and like our page. We're working on that right now. We're trying to get our music up on the jukebox there on Facebook, so the fans can go there and listen as well as on the website. But the BroadRiverBand.com has everything you'd want to know about us on there, everything except for hat sizes. So, that, you know, everything
perfect
outside of that is pretty much there. And like I say, you can shoot us an email. We'll be happy to answer anything, any question or any comment anybody's got.
Perfect. And there is another song that we are going to play, More Than Just a Good Time. So stay with us, and we will be right back.
Okay.
More Than Just a Good Time from the Broad River Band.
Your friend told me you were lonely, looking for a good time. Won't you let you fall, boy? Don't leave your heart on the line. She wants you to come back so you can roll on a dime. A traveling man might have to roll at any time. It drives me crazy.
And that was More Than Just a Good Time from the Broad River Band. And we're actually talking to Cowboy Bob right now. So are you guys currently working on any upcoming projects?
Well, you know, actually, with the, when you get this album done, we're gathering our thoughts and materials and getting a schedule down for this winter to go back in and get the second CD done for the Broad River Band. We've got a single coming out, our second single off the Country Singer album. It comes out on September the 19th internationally. We use Cameron Tilbury out of London and Nashville. He does a great job for us, and we've got, like I say, we've got great response from the fans all over the world, and we just really appreciate, especially people like you, Josie, that play the independent artists and give the little guy a chance. We really appreciate what you do for us. It's a great thing.
Well, it's my pleasure. We love you. We think you guys have so much talent, and we just love spreading the news about you guys. And I'm very excited. Big congrats, you know, with the new CD that you guys are going to be working on and everything else. And congrats on all of your success. And we're big fans.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate all those kind words for sure.
Oh, well, it is anytime. And we actually have a fun question for you. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share with us? Or one that you could spill about the band?
Well, you know, I knew you was going to put me on the spot one way or another.
Well, you know, we have to.
Well, you know what? Probably, I can think of, you know, we've been doing this for so long. We actually have many embarrassing moments. We could probably, some of them we can't talk about on the family show, I'm sure. But seems like most of the embarrassing moments, personally for me, came around birthday celebrations. You know, somebody in the band had a birthday, and we usually do something that's pretty stupid, you know, by the end of the night to really just embarrass them really well. So I'm not going to get more specific than that. Or I get a phone call, too.
That is hilarious. Well, what I say is you're not a professional unless something like that happens. You're human, so it happens.
Oh, we have a great time. We have a great time.
I bet. I have to see you guys live sometime when you guys are near Illinois or whatever. We need to drop by.
Well, actually, we have some really good friends in Chicago, and there's no telling where this is going to lead us by the first of the year. So, you know, if we're around, we'd love to have you guys out. Or if you're ever in Texas, you know, get a hold of us, and we'll sure have you out for sure.
Well, if you're there, we'll be there. I'll be the one with the sign.
That's great. We really do appreciate it.
Anytime. It's my pleasure. And I also have to mention, you were a pro bullfighter. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, I was. Retired now at my age, of course. But
so exciting. That was awesome.
The sport of rodeo has come along so far. You know, Chris Shivers actually a few years ago nodded his head for $1 million, and that's we're trying to get the prize money up. We appreciate the crowds and the rodeo fans out there that support the rodeos and buy the tickets and go watch a great sport like rodeo. And it's so dangerous, you know. It's a very short career physically and all that kind of stuff. So we have to, you know, kind of get in there and make our mark real quick. But the boys that are doing it right now are really good, you know, good young men, guys like Pete Hawkins, the guys we just mentioned, the guys that are going to the NFR now, Jim Sharp, some of those guys, Tuff Hederman, you know, great past champion riders, and they're doing so much for the sport now, and just try to do all we can, you know, for what we love to do.
I love that, and why I ask is because I think that is just amazing, because on my bucket list, one of these days, I want to get on a bull, or a mechanical bull, whatever one comes first, But one of these days, I wanna.
Well, it's all you got. All you like everybody else. All you got to do is pay your money and nod your head and be somebody. So that's
exactly
what it comes down to. Yeah. Hey,
exactly.
Yeah. Well. Let me ask you something, Josie, about your show.
Oh yeah.
What are your plans for your show, as far as, like, say, by the end of the year? Have you got any major changes coming in your show?
Well, all I'm really hoping to do is, you know, put on some more just talented people, you know, independent artists, and get their music around the world. Basically, that's all I love to do, is just promoting the heck out of people and getting their music in tons of fans' hands. That's what I like to do. Maybe people know we're starting to come out with this, but I am going to get my first debut album out in 2012.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations on that. That's wonderful.
Thank you. We've been working on that, though.
Right. If you need a producer, come on down here to Texas. We'll be happy to help you out.
You got it. Thank you. I'll need all the help I can get. That's awesome. Thank you.
Well, we all do. You know, you got to realize sometimes people fret over their music when they're in the studio recording it. You have to kind of, it all starts with the song anyway, the songwriter. And by the time it gets out to where the fans are actually hearing what you've done, it's gone through several changes and been formed up and, you know, dressed up and the best it can be to get out there. And sometimes people fret with their music, and you need to let it land. The song itself will come through for you. So, you know, as a songwriter, and you have to just keep putting them out there, get as many titles as you can done, and hope history takes a good smile on you.
Thank you. And I'm just having a blast with this, because I love talking with, you and tons of other artists. They've been giving me really good advice and helping me out. So we all have to help each other out every once in a while. So I think that's great.
Well, we really appreciate you, what you do for us, and we hope we can keep coming back at you, and we'd love to be back on your show sometime.
You know what? I agree. I was just going to say that. We need you guys back on, and I would love that. Anytime.
Okay. Great. We'll just schedule it in, and we'd love to be back with you.
It's a plan. Thank you so much for coming on the show and spending time with us, and definitely keep in touch. We have Facebook and Twitter, so it's all good.
Josie, thanks so much for having us, and remember, they can go to thebroadriverband.com. Check out the whole band, listen to all the music. And Josie, thanks again from Texas and from all the independent artists.
Big thank you from the Josie Show for coming on the show. Thank you so much, and talk to you guys soon. Woohoo!
Okay. God bless, honey.
God bless. Bye-bye. Awesome. That was Cowboy Bob from the Broad River Band. He is awesome, and, you know, this is why I love doing this, and my producer / mama and my web designer, Alan, we all agree on this, and we all come to a conclusion that why we mainly do this is because I love to talk. That is part of it, but also I love to, you know, learn things from, you know, these artists, you know, independent and, you know, signed and, you know, just tons of artists. We love to learn from them and get their stuff out, because every artist deserves everything, because, I mean, they're just talented people, and that's what we love to do, and spread the word out. And so we are definitely going to be bringing back a lot of guests and bringing some new guests on continued. And for many, many years, I'm only 16, so, you know, I got many more years of this, okay? So as long as you guys keep listening to me, I'll keep making you guys laugh, hopefully. And, yes, and we actually, speaking of laughs, this is fun. I'm going to enjoy this one. Let me get my producer here, Tina, on the show. My mama. Hey, you there? Wait, are you there? Hey. First off, I want to thank you so much for helping me with this, because this is going to be a big one. This is a biggie. You're looking forward to it, though, right?
I'm looking forward to the segment.
Oh, yeah. They cracked me up. Oh, big shout-out to Ryan G. in the chat room who just came in. Hey, hey. Also, big shout-out to Stephen Rummy. We love you. wink, wink. And DJ Crazy Blazin' Wool there in the chat room. And Alan and Tina Marie. And you're in the chat room.
Hey, you know what? I'm everywhere.
Yeah, you are everywhere. It's true. Coming from your daughter, you are everywhere. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Love it. And, yes. Okay, so here we go. Top things not to do on a date if you are a heavy internet and technology user. Now, I am a heavy internet and technology user, but that's mainly because of my job is mostly on technology. I love that, too. That's my excuse for being on technology. Anywho. That makes me feel good.
That helps.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. But I even know that doing this stuff is wrong. You should never do what is on this list, right? Never.
Well, I don't know. Let's go through the list.
Let's go
through
the list.
Here, you know,
goodness.
We may want to do some of these. So. Never say never. You know, never say never. Might be some good stuff in there.
Yeah. So you're going to do the interesting ones, as always.
Why do I always get the interesting ones? Who wrote this anyways? This is Alan.
This is Alan's masterpiece.
We can't be punished for this. This is all Alan.
This is Alan. So if you have someone to blame, it's Alan. We love you. We're just playing. But, yeah, okay, so number uno, never write a note on a bar napkin, slide it over to him or her, and call it a private message. You know what? That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. You should do
that. Cool.
What?
Because, like, you know, if you're in a bar and obviously you're talking or you're trying
Welcome
to bring over
hey.
People. Yeah! Why a little note over?
Hey!
Hey, what?
Hey, what? That's interesting. Okay.
We're going to talk about your skills.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan G in the chat room really quick says, is the interview with Cowboy Bob over? Yes, it is, but he is. It's in the archives, and we're definitely having him back, so don't worry about
it. After the show is over, we'll archive it, Ryan.
Yeah.
And then you can go back and you can listen to the whole show or just his portion of it. Not a problem.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming, though.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hey, we're talking about internet dating.
Stay. You're going to have fun. Don't worry. Okay, the next one is. I Okay. Next one. Never ask your date to end the night early so you can go home and text her all night.
Let me think about that. Okay, yeah, you probably don't want to do that. Have the night go the entire time and then go home and text.
Yes. Exactly. And Ryan G says, cool, I'm a huge fan of the Broad River Band. Thanks for having them on. It was my pleasure. And
yeah, Ryan,
thank
awesome.
You, Ryan, for coming on. That's
that
awesome.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Give them a big high for us. Big
Absolutely.
High.
Absolutely. We will tell them that
yeah.
you stopped by. We will send him a message just for you, Ryan.
We will make sure of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, you get the pleasure of the next one.
That must mean there's something bad to it. Okay. Never introduce the girl as the chick I showed you on YouTube.
That's bad. I think that's so bad.
That is so bad.
First of all, I show YouTube.
Yeah. That would scare me just a little bit.
Just
yes.
a tad.
Okay, so everybody in the chat room right now, or if you'd like to call in, be my guest. Anybody who's in the chat room, if you have anything that you'd like to add about what not to do as far as taking a regular date from an internet situation, please feel free to pop it in there, and we will say it on air if it's appropriate, of course.
You know what I find really funny? You know what I find really funny? Is
Come on,
trying...
there's got to be a few people in that chat room that are going to help us out. Steven?
We're helping people. Huh. It's kind of funny because we're helping people on what not to do on a date with the technology, and here we are asking you to tell us this on technology.
That's how we roll.
I like it.
Do as we do, not as we say.
I like that. You know what?
I don't know if I said that right or not.
No, probably not. Oh, well, it's okay. Love you anyway. Next one is always ask for the phone number first, Facebook last. And here I am doing it wrong.
I don't know. I would ask for the Facebook first, second.
Come on, let me F-book you. Let's Facebook here. That's book when I say it like that. I don't know.
No, that doesn't sound too good.
I don't
either. I just kind of looked at you like, am I going to have to punish you after
this? Oh, goodness. Ooh.
Okay, here you go.
All right, don't bring your laptop on the date. Yeah, I guess not.
Laptop on the date?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. What's the problem?
Wait a minute.
You have to leave the laptop. That is sad.
That is sad.
That we even had to think about it. Come on.
That is sad. We're not any better than the guys we just met. I'm kidding. All right, here we go. Never call her or him by their screen name when they're sitting right next to you. That's true. You should definitely call them by their name.
I would love to have someone come up to you and be like, hey, Josie, 1995.
Really?
Looking good. Okay.
You just had to add that, right?
That's funny. Come on.
That's good. The next one, okay, this one's funny. Okay, never ask her to PayPal you money so you could pay for dinner. You know what? I bet someone did that in their lifetime.
Come on.
I bet someone did that.
No way.
Someone had to have done one of these.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. We are getting zero help from the people in the chat room.
I know.
What up with that?
What up? Usually we're getting
help. Who's in the chat room that can help us out? You got to give us some additional things to add to our list here. See, who do we have? Alan, come on. Come on, Alan. I know you got some stuff. DJ Crazy Blazing Wolf, I don't know if you're still there, but if you are, I know that you have some crazy stuff. Ryan, I don't know you, Ryan, but you may have some good stuff.
Come on,
Steven.
Ryan.
Steven. Bring it.
Come on.
Your man, Steven. You know he's got to have some stuff.
You have stuff, Steven.
Look at me. She's like, you got
some
stuff.
Come on, you got something in there.
That's it.
You know some funny date ideas. Okay, the next one is take her or him to an actual movie. Do not order Netflix on your iPhone and sit in the car watching it. Why not?
Hey.
I would do that. Because, listen, the iPhone is very, very small. This is Joseph's tip of the day. Where's the wizard?
All right, go ahead. Give me a tip of the day.
The iPhone is very small.
Yeah.
So to see the screen, you have to get really close.
Yeah.
So that's actually not a bad idea. All right, continuing. Before I get the boot off of my own show.
All right, we're having a problem with the mics. We got to get closer to the mics. We're being told, so keep that there.
Oh no!
I'll try and get a little closer to your mic then. I'm gonna get right on top of your face and talk.
Great. Okay. Her laugh is seriously so loud, and she just basically screams like a hyena in my ear. Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry about that.
It's all right. Okay, the next one is so yours. I didn't even
remember. Wait a minute, where are we? This one?
Remember, no.
Oh, man, why do you have to give me that one?
I ain't saying it.
I'm not ready to say that either. I don't think I'm mature enough. Okay. So, here it is. Okay, now, people, men and women alike, please remember, no part of the human body is actually called a port, an adapter, or a plug-in. I think we should just move on, like, really fast. Aaron, that's his fault for putting that in there. Okay. I have to do that one, too. Never say things like, you look much thinner on webcam.
No. That's one way to get slapped. That's one way to get slapped on your first date experience.
It is not a good idea.
Never good.
Never.
Anything. Never.
About anybody's pictures and stuff. Probably,
never.
Because you never know how people are going to take it. Like, even sometimes if you're totally giving it a compliment, you don't know.
You don't know how the other person's going to take it.
If they're going to, like, take it that way. Because what might be, you know, sweet and wonderful to you may not be sweet and wonderful to somebody else.
Exactly.
Can anybody even hear us in the chat room? Because usually by now we're getting like a bunch of stuff. Is your computer working? Hello?
You know, right now they're just so shocked by what we're saying. Oh, see, I told you it was shock. It was shock.
Do you think it's just shock? Oh, come on. There are some people in the chat room that I know would not get shocked over this sort of stuff. Come on now.
Currently all of their organs are shutting down, so I believe that's shock. I believe that's shock.
Is that good when you have shut down organs?
Exactly. The next one is on the same topic. That was funny. On the same topic of never ever say probably anything about, you know, a profile picture or whatnot. Never say, how old was that picture you used on your profile?
I think it's more like you guys are face-to-face now, and then you go something like, how old was that picture that you used?
Yeah.
Probably not a good thing.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
I knew that was coming. Okay.
You know. Next one is, which I do sometimes, as a joke, you know, I'm a teenager, so you know you have to do it. Next one is, don't say LOL every time you laugh.
Okay.
I do that sometimes. Like, when I'm about to laugh, I'll be like, LOL.
Everyone knows
You do that, too.
I have done that.
Oh, my gosh. You do that sometimes to professional calls as well, which is where I get, like, confused. Mama's turning on her terms.
Mama. Okay, that's bad.
That is bad.
Okay, that's bad. Oh, we are bad with this list. I thought we were going to be like little angels with this list.
I know.
We're really not too good.
We're really not good at this.
Wow.
The next one is don't draw emoticons when you sign for the check. Yeah, that might not be so good.
You sign your name and it's a little smiley. Or you draw that, like, you know, bug-eye looking smiley face. I love that we have.
I love that one in our
room.
Chat room. I agree.
It's cute. I love the little bug-eye thing.
I like that one, but it could be used in many ways. and you know what I'm talking about. The next one, you know what? The next one,
yeah.
I'm going to give you the pleasure.
You're
going to
give me the pleasure of the last one?
I mean, it's not really, is it bad? I don't, no, I'm not as bad as everyone. But, you know, you get to do it because you got to use your radio skills.
I don't have any radio skills. All right, here we go.
Bring it.
All right. Don't take your date to a noisy place and excuse.
As an.
I can't even read. Forget about radio skills. I need to learn how to read. Okay, here we go.
Reading is the first step.
I am starting all over. That's what I'm doing. Okay. Don't take your date to a noisy place as an excuse to text them all night instead of actually having to talk to them.
Well, what's the problem with talking to people? I mean, texting is good. You know what I find texting very good for? You know, when you have a friend, I mean, even with long-distance relationships, which I'm in now. I love it, though. It's great. It's
a good thing. Who are you in a long-distance relationship with?
Mother. the wonderful Stephen Rummy.
Yay!
I know that. You all know that already. I've already said that in tons of interviews. He's amazing, so supportive. Love you, Stephen. Anywho, back to my... I'm blushing.
Well, are you going to have
this to me?
And you didn't do any of those things on that list, right?
Never. I never do that. But anywho, as I was saying, I find texting more for, you know, friends or long-distance relationships, you know, when the person is somewhere else, you know, far. You know, and then you text them. You don't text them when you're sitting right there. That's for when
you
really have no other options, you know. I like, you know, the phone is good, too. You know, for that stuff. You know what I mean? So it's always good, too. You know, you got to hear the person sometimes. Okay.
Got to hear them once in a while.
All right. Anywho, I want to thank you. Thank you so much, producer, Mama.
Are you really shaking my hand right now?
I'm not. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
I didn't even notice what I was doing. Seriously, I just said okay. First off, I said goodbye to my mom. Basically, I said goodbye to my producer mother, and then secondly, I grabbed her hand and started shaking her head. Like, it was very nice to meet you.
It was a pleasure working with you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm going back to my little cave.
All right. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Love it. We always have so much fun. But, yeah, and so I think let's get this on the queue. We're going to play a song.
Oh, here. I want to find it.
Yeah, we're going to find this song and rear it up here. Rear it up. I don't know why I just said that. I don't know what that means either, but it sounded funny. So tonight I want to play a song. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Love it. Queued up. Uh-oh.
I know. I hope we still have it.
Techie difficulty.
Yeah. That's okay.
We love technical difficulty.
Do you know anybody who's
going to
be on next week?
Yeah.
That's
I named everybody. I already named everybody that
Mama,
is on this big show. Here we are.
Mama,
single working mother.
Story you promised yesterday. Perhaps we will tomorrow. The best that I can say. For a single working mother, not enough hours in the day.
Wow, we're having very interesting technical difficulties. But let me just say, this song is dedicated to all the single working moms out there that Ida had in mind when she wrote this song. So let's try to get it back up. Single Working Mother by Ida Madden. Please enjoy it. Let's see if we can get this on.
I think we just have a taste of it. We'll have to ask her to send the whole thing again.
All right, this might be a little teaser. We might have to ask her to send the whole thing for us.
But we'll give it a shot.
Can you hear me? Mama, come and play. Mama, read a story you promised yesterday. Perhaps we will tomorrow. The best that I can say. For a single working mother, not enough hours in the day.
And that was a little teaser of Single Working Mother by Ida Madden. Love it, love it. And hopefully when everything is released and all done with, maybe one of these days here we can get the whole song played, which would be awesome. But on a serious note here, very serious note, please remember to please stop and bow your head for a moment of silence on September 11th, this Sunday, in memory for everyone who lost their lives that day. Spend the day, remember those victims, their families, every one of the brave people who helped that day and over the last 10 years, and your country. Proudly display your flag every day, but certainly this Sunday. So please make sure that you do that. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to the show. And I hope you guys come back next Friday when we have the wonderful Lewis Markland from Icon News and Corey Lamb. So September 16th, 2011 is that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and have a great night. God bless. Love you guys. Bye-bye. This was Josie.